Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The cross is so offensive that some say Jesus never really died on one. But the evidence is overwhelming that Jesus did in fact give his life for you and for me. Those that believe in Jesus as Savior know the truth that frees them from their sins. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues his series on slandering Jesus, lies being told about the man who claimed to be the Son of God. We've debunked the lie that Jesus escaped the crucifixion, and now we'll see the attributes of God as revealed at the cross.
At the cross, we see the love of God, we see the justice of God, we also see the power of God. He raised Jesus from the dead. He raised Jesus from the dead, and the Bible says that the same power works now in us who believe. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you have had a resurrection in your heart, whether you realize it or not. Because we are dead in trespasses and sins. We are dead in trespasses and sins. And God comes along to the spiritual graveyard and causes a resurrection. It says in Ephesians 2 that while we were still dead, God raised us up. You're a believer here today. You are a walking miracle. Because the same... Okay. The same creative power of God that took a dead body and made all those disintegrating molecules and brought them back to life and gave Jesus a glorious and wonderful body, those very same powers that God used resurrects us spiritually, so that when you believe in Jesus, you have a new nature that was created within you by God. There is something within you that was not there before you were converted. God creates a new nature. New desires, new aptitudes, a love for God. All of that is created within us, and when we die and these bodies disintegrate, we will eventually be raised and we shall be like him, like Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. The reason that the cross was horrible, my friends, is because God says your sin is horrible. But out of that crucible of suffering, I bring glory and I bring redemption, and my justice is displayed for all the world to see. In Muslim teaching, Jesus will return back to earth. He will fight against Antichrist and he will win. Everyone will be converted to the Muslim faith and Muslim law will be fulfilled and imposed. He will destroy all crosses. And after a period of time, Jesus will die a natural death and be buried beside Muhammad. I mention that because I want to contrast that with the vision of Jesus Christ given in the New Testament. It says in Ephesians 2 that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every created tongue and every knee will bow. Every one. all the religious leaders of the world will all have to bow before the risen, triumphant, glorious Lord Christ. Krishna will bow and admit that Jesus is Lord, and he will do it to the glory of God the Father. Muhammad will bow and admit that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Buddha will bow and give thanks and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Baha'u'llah of the Baha'i faith will bow and admit that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and that Jesus shall reign throughout all eternity as King of kings, Lord of lords, God of all gods, and beside him there is none other. If Peter had convinced Christ to cancel Good Friday and to do away with Resurrection Sunday, Peter didn't understand that entailed in that decision would have been his own eternal lostness, because he himself would then not have been redeemed. It was necessary that Christ die. It was necessary that he be buried. It was necessary that he be raised again as a triumph over death. And it is there that we see in blazing beauty the wonder of God's love, the wonder of God's justice, and the power of Almighty God. And that's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he says, the preaching of the cross to those who are perishing is foolishness. And isn't it? That God's redemptive purpose should be all coming down to a Jew being crucified on a Roman cross and being raised again, that that should be the means of redemption? What an insult to our pride. And so the preaching of the cross to those who are perishing is foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God and it is the wisdom of God. All that wrapped up in the cross of Jesus. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. At the cross we see God at his best, the God of triumph. And the death of Jesus is going to be such a wonder as we understand it better throughout all of eternity, and we will be reminded of it because of the nail prints in his hands. And John says in Revelation, I saw a lamb as though it had been slain standing before the throne. Jesus will always have the marks of his death, even as we celebrate and worship in uninterrupted triumph. Many years ago in Africa, there was a fire in a hut, and everyone in the family died except a boy. A stranger actually ran into the burning house and snatched this little boy and got him out, but everybody else died. So the next day, there was a discussion among the tribe as to who should get the child, and it's not because they found it difficult to find someone. Everybody wanted him because they believed that he was a special child, having been rescued from the fire. One man said, well, I think he should come with me because I'm a wise man. And another man said, I think he should come with me because I'm a prosperous man. And so the discussion was happening there, and into the circle came someone who said that he had prior claim to the child because he showed them the freshly burned hands that he experienced when he rescued that child. And they all agreed that despite who else might want the child, this man had prior claim. The other gods were strong, but thou wast weak. They rode, but thou didst stumble to thy throne. But to our wounds only God's wounds can speak. and not a god has wounds, but thou alone. Let us glory in the cross. Let us take the cross to the city of Chicago, and let us explain to men and women that there is a Redeemer. There is someone who's able to reach down, forgive us, and bring us into God's presence. Are you happy today, and do you rejoice in the cross of Jesus? Let us pray. Father, today we pray that by the blessed Holy Spirit, who is able to show us the truth, that you might help us to see in a new way the cross. I pray particularly for those who did not clap at the end of this service because maybe they still do not understand the cross. Maybe they disdain the cross. Maybe they still don't see its significance. Would you overcome that, Father? And even as you overcame Peter's blindness, show them the wonder and the glory and the beauty that Jesus actually died for sinners. And now, before I close this prayer, you talk to God. You talk to God, would you? And if you aren't talking to God for yourself, talk to God on behalf of someone else who needs to know the beauty of God's forgiveness and reconciling power. Father, thank you that in the weakness of Jesus on the cross, we see your power, your glory. And we worship you and we love you. May those who have never trusted Christ as Savior do so right now, even during this prayer. Whether listening on the internet, radio, CD, or right here today, save those who need to be saved. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. There are many people who don't believe what you've just heard. I've written a book entitled Slandering Jesus, Six Lies People Tell About the Man Who Said He Was God. For example, Muslims say that Jesus was never crucified. There are leftists who want to tell us that Jesus Christ was actually buried and did not rise from the dead. There are those who want to say that Christ is only a man, or there are many ways to God. This book answers those objections. Slandering Jesus, Six Lies People Tell About the Man Who Claimed He Was God.
That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer concluding Jesus Escaped the Crucifixion, the fifth lie in a new series on Slandering Jesus, lies being told about the man who claimed to be the Son of God. Next time, lie number six, that the bones of Jesus have been found. This series can be yours in Dr. Lutzer's book, Slandering Jesus. A copy is yours as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For all the details, call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you write or call, ask about Slandering Jesus. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.